The thing that sticks out for Oklahoma City is a guy that doesn't turn down any shots. Russell Westbrook, 25 points on 27 shots. And we were talking prior to the show about Russell Westbrook and what's changed from last year. And we were trying to come up with things that have changed. And I said, well, I think the biggest thing here, the biggest concern here, is the fact that nothing's changed with Russell Westbrook. The fact that he continues to bang his head against the same wall. The fact that he goes into the NBA Finals last year, outside of one game, essentially plays horrific. He hasn't changed anything. He hasn't learned from past experiences. He's taken 27 shots last night. Kevin Durant's taken 13 shots. Durant still ends up with 26 points. Russell Westbrook ends up with 25. There's no excuse for Russell Westbrook to be taking double the amount of shots as Kevin Durant's taking in a game.
I agree, JT, and it's tough, man. I think we both like Westbrook. We like the fact that he's a fierce competitor. He plays hard. He loves the game. But then he has to remember sometimes he's a point guard, and he has to remember also that he's probably playing with the second best player in the NBA, and he's probably playing with the best scorer. Would you not agree? In the NBA, when you look at efficiency, a guy gets to the free throw line, can shoot the three, has the mid-range game, has the 1-2 dribble pull-up from mid-range. You're playing with the best scorer, a guy that's virtually unguardable in the NBA. And for him to shoot double the shots on Kevin Durant is a travesty. And that's something that's got to be addressed. And JT, you know, this is where you and I differ. You know, we're talking about who's in that locker room going to say something to Russell Westbrook. And I go back to a Charles Oakley. If Charles Oakley was on that basketball team, Charles Oakley would have a serious conversation with Westbrook about getting the ball to Durant. But that should be Kendrick Perkins' job. Why? Kendrick Perkins has a championship ring with Boston. So he understands what it means to sacrifice and pick the pass. He won a championship with Boston with the Big Three. And those guys shared the basketball. And now he's in OKC, and he's watching this. And he's yet to address this to Westbrook. He has stuff to say in the media all the time, but in that locker room eternally. That's something a player I would not have stood for, out my point guard, shooting more shots than Kevin Durant. Kevin Garnett when I played with him. It's just something you just can't have.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't disagree that Perkins is one of the guys that has to say something, but the head coach is Scott Brooks. Scott Brooks has to say something. The superstar on that team is Kevin Durant. I think that it falls with those two guys first. It falls with Durant to step up and say, hey, listen, Russell, things have got to change a little bit. I'm going to need more touches. I'm essentially the leader of this team. I'm the best player on this team. I'm going to need to lead this team in shooting, or at least it's got to be somewhere close. And it's up to Scott Brooks. When we spoke with Scott Brooks, told us that he doesn't want to take away from the edge that Russell Westbrook plays from, with the aggressiveness that Russell Westbrook plays with. And I agree with him to an extent, but this is something he's got to step in and remedy, because it's been an issue here for a couple of years, and it's the biggest weakness on this team to me, is Russell Westbrook and his decision making.